Should I just say you're hurting my ears?
What?
Nothing.
I'll whisper then.
Okay.
Sorry, in advance, I'm foul. I'm so sorry. It's, no, it's really okay. Not personal.
I'm walking on.
No, sorry. I'm
It's okay.
Something is
I don't care, because I think that when you're like that, I become sweet.
No, I disagree.
Sweet chicken.
I think you give it back, and then it's like, I can't handle it back. And when I get in these kinds of situations, and I'll explain the kind of situation I'm in a second, it's like, I can dish it, and I will dish it, but
can't
if someone
it.
Tries to give it back, immediate tears.
Yeah.
So
bad. Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. So just, I would encourage you to just, be so nice to me if at all possible.
I don't think we have anything that's, too... polarizing today that could hurt your feelings.
No, even just randomly, if nothing's happening. Hey.
You're kind of scaring me.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's good.
Yeah. Welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast.
Yeah.
Etc. I'm excited for today. We have so much. I had kind of we have the docket all ready to go here. Obviously, a bunch of stuff happened. Mm-hmm. I said, please, manifestation space, don't let anybody die while we're off.
You really did say that.
And manifestation space said, what if I killed the queen?
And then I'm so glad we went off, because we recorded a little bit earlier last week, and we were like, if anything happens from Tuesday to Thursday, we are not responsible for covering this. And something did happen.
Something did happen.
Yeah. We lost the queen.
No, Gigi Hadid and Leonardo DiCaprio started dating last night.
No, they didn't. Did they?
Yes.
How old is she?
27.
So she's out of his typical range.
Yeah, he's...
Where'd you get this information?
He's going for cougars now. Twitter. So
they were probably just I genuinely really truly believe that she's too old for him.
I am calling it right now. This is going to be the next two people that are going to be force fed down our gullets for the next
That's so interesting.
Months. 6 weeks.
Okay.
6 weeks.
I'd be willing to go against you.
Okay. Yeah, the queen died. In may she rest. It's time. It was time. She's 96.
She was old. Yeah.
Shoot. I was going to say, hang on. No, I don't want to go to the queen yet.
Okay.
I want to talk about, there was an earthquake last night.
Really?
Yeah, and about how every time there's an earthquake in California, I never know about it. I'm begging to manifestation space. Let me experience an earthquake. Cool one.
Are you sure you want to use this space to manifest that?
Yeah, because if my house collapse, which seems like it's not on good bones, I'm going to go on a really nice vacation. Yeah.
And you could get out of that lease.
Yeah. And I feel like I could get out of the lease. I could break my lease, but it needs to happen in the next 15 days.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, because you have 15 days left on your lease. Oh, so yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Sorry. I'm just completely forget how to have a conversation.
No, I'm actually forgetting too. but how was your weekend?
Bad. How about you? Since the last time we spoke.
Yeah.
I saw you Friday.
We did. We did the live show with TMG.
Yeah, but then I saw you Friday.
Wednesday.
We did karaoke.
Friday night, we did karaoke. Yeah. And I didn't realize there was a bunch of people that weren't our friends there that did post me doing karaoke.
Oh.
I was going balls to the wall, Queen and that huge stadium in Brazil style performance.
Yeah, Vienna.
Putting my
mic
out.
You gave us Vienna.
I gave you all Vienna. Because someone took No Air by Jordan Sparks.
Oh, yeah. Right up there. Yeah, that was a good one. That was a fun night. I did not do karaoke. And I did end up going home with Tristan, who did move forward with throwing up on someone.
Outside
of Gaslight.
Nice.
Yeah.
They were in this.
They were literally sitting. There was a fence and Tristan threw up behind the fence, but didn't see that someone was sitting there. So threw up onto someone. And then I said, let's head out.
It's probably time to wrap up.
And so we did. But sorry to start on such a negative note. I don't know what happened to me. I had the worst weekend. Just from a PMS perspective.
Oh.
And it's like, I have thought that I've had PMS before. I haven't.
No.
No. What I had this weekend was like, if it were the Middle Ages, I would have been institutionalized for hysteria, which is crazy to think about. Like, I would have been carted off and locked away for the rest of my life. I don't even know. Like, I don't know how to describe it.
Just
I guess I can try.
Yeah, try.
I think it started Saturday morning. Woke up and was feeling deathly ill from like two vodka crans. Received a dress in the mail because I think I've mentioned I have an event coming up. And it's and it is so important to me that I look the best I've ever looked for this event. Ordered a dress from Revolve. Yeah. And I was like, okay, like it's going to be cute, whatever. Put it on. Connor, I have no words to explain to you. Like, I literally am tearing up just thinking about it.
It couldn't have been that.
No.
It couldn't have been that bad.
No. And I made the fatal decision. Like, I don't know why I did this. I went to Mel's, the diner.
Yeah.
Like, ate so much. Said, you know what? I'm going to bring this to my friend's house to try it on. Tried it on.
Mel's, by the way, is like a
just like greasy,
hangover.
Just like greasy hangover food. Tried it on. Said, I'm going to head home. And legend has it, she didn't leave home until
today.
3 days later.
Yeah.
I cannot explain to you. Like, just like heaving sobs. Heaving sobs. Could not stop. Then I was like, you know what? Since that dress, like, it spiraled into like, the dress doesn't fit me, so I have no friends. I'm not sure how we made that leap.
Yeah.
But the leap was made. And then I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to like fully embrace it. Turned on Fault in Our Stars.
Ugh.
Sent me to like, you know when you have a headache, just like your head feels like it's caving in because you've been sobbing so bad.
Yeah.
That was happening. Then I started listening to All Too Well, repeat. You know what other song is incredible that I was listening to all weekend? Take your records, take your freedom.
Take your memories, I don't need them.
Incredible.
Who is that by?
Keith Urban.
Yeah.
Couldn't stop listening to that. Woke up the next day, worse.
Yeah.
Drove myself to Malibu to journal, which is like, if I'm ever journaling, like doomsday. So, and then All Too Well, like on repeat, just like I don't, like it was just like, oh, and I didn't even tell you the worst of it. Then I was like, okay, I'll go.
Worse than that?
The worst of it was Monday when I was like, I have to go get a dress now. Walked myself into Anthropology because I was like, maybe they have some dresses and like, you know, it's a nice event. Like I can spend a little bit more. I'm ready to ball out.
Yeah.
Walk into Anthropology.
Free people.
No, Anthropology.
Same thing.
As I just said. Tried on this dress and I was like, okay, like I don't like love it, but it's like, I think it might be the best we're going to do. I go down, pay for it. I don't know, like, if I can even say.
You can say it.
She said, okay, that's going to go ahead and be $850. I said, okay. And then I was too embarrassed because I had asked for about 14 different sizes and was crying in the dressing room. So I just, like, put it on my credit card and then planned to walk around and come back and return it.
Yeah.
Could not find one other thing that fit. Was there for 4.5 hours. Crying through Century City.
Well, you'll be in New York a day before the event. You can. There's so many stores in like Soho.
It's just like, I'm terrified. I'm just not going to find anything. So I left them all with that $800 dress that I don't even love.
Pack it and then go walk around in New York or get a stylist.
It's just like nothing fits me. And then I'm going to start spiraling. We can move on. Sorry to just like
Look at my arm having a muscle spasm.
That's the scariest.
What is it doing?
I don't know, but in summary, like,
I'm sorry.
No, I'm fine now, but it was like a full like weekend of just like, I've never experienced anything like that. Just like could not stop crying. What's the plight of womanhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Dude.
So that's why I was encouraging you to be a little extra sweet to me today, if at all possible.
Well, your post sob glow is awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. How do I?
And if you see me in a black dress at an event coming up, just tell me you like it, please.
It was great.
You haven't seen it.
I'm sure it's gonna look great. I'm sure it's gonna look
good. Like, it's like giving like sack.
Like nut sack or potato
sack? No, like
sack?
Like potato sack. Like
that's a cool look. Florence Pugh is in the movie. She would wear
she, no, she wears like the most gorgeous form fitting, like body showing. Like I look like
speaking in this is manifestation mm-hmm. space. It's gonna be awesome. You're mm-hmm. gonna have fun. It just you're probably gonna just like black out from being at the event just out of an experience perspective. So just what?
No, nothing.
Just being in the presence of greatness.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so much fun.
In that dress.
Are you crying again?
I don't know what's going on. Oh, and anyway, that's why I have celery juice.
That looks pretty
because
foul.
On Saturday.
That looks like what you would
or
raise.
On Sunday when
like,
I was.
Tadpoles in.
Having one of my meltdowns, I was like, you know what'll fix this? Celery juice. I've been working on that for 4 days.
Yeah.
And so I'm just kind of trying to take small sips.
It looks like
sips.
A self-sustaining
yeah,
ecosystem.
Yeah, it's really horrible. So I've just been taking small sips of that.
Yeah.
One, to help the emotions. Two, to maybe help the dress.
That'll make you shit your pants.
Yeah.
Like that, nothing does it like celery juice
really?
And a cigarette. Yeah.
I think it's just because I've been drinking it so slowly, I haven't experienced any sort of feeling.
Whole 30 is going well for me.
Oh my God, I forgot.
Yeah.
But you're kind of doing your own
yeah,
thing.
I did. 27 hours of the 30 hours of Whole 30, and which is fine for me.
27 hours of the yes. Okay, I'm following. Good
oh,
for
I
you.
I was more so going for the,
yes, the whole 30 hours.
Whole 30 hours. And I almost got there. And I started again. I started again on Monday.
So are you doing another 30 hours?
I'm 3 days eating healthy and
okay. You know. Are you not drinking?
No.
You're not going to drink.
No. What sucks though is what sucks about being like a goofball, like a mm-hmm. like a fun person is that you get invited, you know, like you need to like it's like you just get invited a lot of places. And I'm like, okay, I have 3 weddings next month.
For yourself, I have no friends.
You're going to New York. You're going to New York for
yeah,
a premiere.
They're not my friends.
They are.
No, I'm kidding. I do have friends. It's just
and you have yeah, you have too many friends probably. But I have 2 weddings coming up. And it's so weird because I keep getting saved the dates. I get my house. I'm like, why'd you send uh-huh. this to me? Shouldn't this go to my parents' house? What do you want me to do with save the date?
Well,
and then I'm like, oh, wait, no. Like,
you're
an
adult.
Adult.
You're
like, I need to kind of plan this. And then like my friends were like, oh, did you like book your hotel? And I was like, no, my mom. Wait, no, not my mom. Like, mm-hmm. I need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be in Texas 3 times next month.
Wow.
Coming back and forth from here.
Wow.
Yeah,
I still haven't been to a grown-up wedding yet.
These weddings are from like my friends that I
yeah.
grew up with, so it's really weird.
I haven't. None of my friends have really.
I weirdly want to like sabotage the weddings.
No, don't sabotage.
I can't shake that feeling.
No, you can do it. You always do these bits from New Girl, and you haven't seen New Girl.
I have not seen New
yeah.
Girl, and I'm willing to. I've said it 100 times. I'm willing to try, but I can't.
Have you tried?
No.
Give it a go. I don't think you'll like it.
Okay, cool.
But give it a go.
I don't think I will.
Well, you must like it because you obviously think the bits are funny because you do them.
No, I just must have the same sort of sense of humor.
That's what I'm saying.
As the writer's room.
Right, so then maybe you will like it.
Maybe. I don't think I'm funny, though. So I don't think that
yes, you
it, the show is funny. No, I'm not sitting here like, oh, I have the funniest.
No, I know, but like obviously you know you have a good sense of humor. As you're a man in comedy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to be more of a man in comedy in the next 3 months. Everyone was like, please don't change. You've obviously been in New York for so long. You obviously got cast on SNL. I was like, no, we certainly don't have to worry about me changing because I'm going to be on SNL.
Like,
yeah, that's why
wow,
I was in New York
okay.
for so long. I actually didn't step anywhere near Rockefeller Plaza. Is that where it is? 30 Rock?
Mm-hmm.
No. I think I would have been like gunned down if I would have stepped on that
no.
property after talking about it for so long. We're good. Oh, we're good there. But should we... I think we... I don't,
yeah, I mean, I don't I have, think any of us...
Nothing to report, really.
I don't think we have anything to report. I think I really brought the mood down with explaining my hysteria.
That's okay. We don't have to
and
even talk about
and
it.
And I apologize. Anymore. So don't let me bring it up again.
We should just, yeah, we should keep
yeah.
moving forward.
Yeah.
I think it's okay to air out hysteria.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for giving me the space. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to be really chipper now. Maybe you could lead the conversation.
Okay. So the queen died. talk about an upper. Yeah. Here, this will give you a little bit of an upper. So there's a lot of stuff about like the queen passing on, leaping into the afterlife that I am just like in kind of shock about. I don't know. Like, I guess because for me, like, I don't really, not that I don't care. It's sad. Like, you know, she died.
Right.
But like, I've never followed the whole thing.
Right. You never followed history.
It doesn't affect us. Like, and it doesn't really affect the people of, did you know she's queen over
the bees?
No. Well, no. She's queen of the UK.
Yeah, she's queen of like 13 places.
Did you know she's queen of
Canada?
So
it does kind of affect us because it affects everyone else.
Australia.
And it'll trickle.
New Zealand. Jamaica.
Yeah, she's queen of a lot, like, big deal. Like, huge deal.
I feel like if she stepped foot in Australia, the Australians would throw eggs at her. Like, or like.
Why do you feel that way?
I don't know. I feel like she's just such a UK thing and like no one really gives a crap.
I feel like people give a crap.
Well, apparently it's going to affect like the world market.
Yeah.
In a big way.
I think it's going to affect us in more ways than I could wrap my little brain around.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I pulled a bunch of stuff that I thought was really interesting.
Tell me.
So she's queen of more than I said.
Right.
So the funeral is going to be televised, actually, and it's going to be the most tuned in. I wish I knew words, like any words at all. The most tuned in, the most watched broadcast ever in history, with 40% of the global population tuning in.
Wow.
That's
so like Super
40%
Bowl
of 8 billion is?
Yes. I could do that.
Like of several billion.
40% of what? 8 billion?
Yeah.
I could do this.
40% of 8.
Okay.
8 divided by 10. 40. Is
okay. Point. So 10% would be. Let's move on.
32 billion.
Good job. That feels right. Connor.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
320.
You did it.
Million?
You did it.
That's not
that. Yeah. 320.
That's like way less. Wait. That doesn't make sense because that would mean that half of 8 billion.
That's pretty much half.
What? No, it's not.
Okay. It's billion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, so
that would be almost
billion.
Half of the world. That many people have TVs. So I was kind of thinking about this, and I'm like, imagine if they slipped in, like,
our podcast?
Like a Pepsi commercial.
Oh.
Like, the TV spot, you know, like Super Bowl? Like,
yeah.
So expensive to have, like, a. What if it was like.
I'm sure they will.
What if it was like pizza? It was like Little Caesars.
I'm
like
sure. I'm sure they will.
Crazy.
Yeah. Why? How could they not?
Because it could just be one long broadcast.
Didn't you just say they're going to put ads in it, or did I make?
No,
that
I'm
up?
Just saying. Imagine if that's just like what I was thinking when I was like,
oh,
3.2 billion people.
No, I'm
tuning
sure
tuning in. That's going to be a really valuable ad space. I don't think anyone can really afford that.
I think you'd be surprised how many people can afford that. How many of these huge corporations?
The Super Bowl spots for like a 30-second spot,
right?
Are like $25
yeah,
million. Dollars.
So many people are fighting for those spots and they pay it.
Yeah, but we're not, I'm not talking about the Super Bowl. I'm talking about 3.2 billion people watching TV at one time.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm just saying, I think if there are ad spots, people would do it.
What if it was like a local insurance guy?
I don't think he could do it.
I know, it's a joke.
Yeah.
Because of the comedy podcast that we do.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, so there's the TV, whatever, the thing. And then now they have to, apparently, I don't know if everything, I heard two things about the currency. So the currency that's used is pounds or something, which is weird because they use the metric system or pounds metric.
Mm-hmm.
Just picking and choosing what we were named things. Shouldn't it be like stones? What do they use over there?
Can we just like pause the podcast for a second?
Hey guys, Brooke smelled a gas leak, but we're back. And what were you talking about?
We were talking about the queen, but I feel bad. I just like have no hot takes whatsoever. Just that like she's dead and that's my only take.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And
so it's just like, I'm so happy to hear all these interesting facts. I wish I had more to say.
I don't really have anything to say.
Okay.
I was just going to say, like, I have other stuff to say, actually. I have a lot to say. Obviously, like, a lot of people joked about her being dead.
Yes. I did see so many Twitter jokes about her being dead.
Would you care if people, like, the joke about you when you die?
No, I hope they do. I think that would make me feel better as a dead person.
Yeah.
Because I don't, like, if anything serious happens to me, I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
If people are like, oh, I'm sorry that happened to you. Like, I'll say something really bad, and I'll be like, this happened to me. And if someone's not like, ha, 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 I'm like, I'm not interested in any other type
of
response.
That makes me feel sick.
It makes me feel sick. There is nothing worse than telling someone a story to, like, try to, like, trauma dump in a way that's like, okay, let me get this off my chest and, like, make it, reclaim it and make it funny. You know?
Yeah.
And then someone's like, I'm so sorry that happened to you.
It's like, No,
I don't want that. Laugh.
When they're like, yeah, it's actually not funny. That's bad. Like when we post on TikTok and it's like, no, that's actually like a serious mental.
Yeah.
Like, no, come on. Like, but I was like, I don't care what happens to me physically at all after I die. Tie me up. Cut me up.
Oh, really? I want to just be buried.
Put me in a Beyond Meat
mentally,
Starbucks sandwich.
I don't care. People can joke about
it. No, it doesn't. Yeah. At all. But I wanted to share something to kind of lighten the mood.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I saw last night that I can't believe. I don't know. Let's see if this is... this is like... I'm just going to just play it. Can we just play it? This is in honor of the new king. The Brits are honoring him with a song. Or with a chant, more.
Three cheers for His Majesty the King. Hip hip. Hooray! Hip hip! Hooray! Hip hip! Hooray!
like British right. people are not real. Are you serious?
I am picking up what you're putting down.
That is the goofiest shit I've ever seen in my life.
A preschool type cheer. So interesting. I wonder if there's like a historical meaning to hip hip hooray.
Isn't it funny that British people, like, they're doing that and the most honorable way, and we do that to, like, line up kindergartners they can all go
poop. Isn't it, like, a really interesting juxtaposition that you've outlined? Yeah.
Like, I feel like there should be one of those huge PE nets that they're all kind of going up and down with. You know
what
I'm talking about?
Totally.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
And then, so we shit on the Brits enough, but there's this guy, did you see this video?
No.
On Twitter?
Doubt
it's kind of going viral. Sorry that this is all visual for the audio only people, but this guy is my favorite. This is my favorite video on the internet right now.
I'm going to let you know how this makes me feel throughout. Right now, I'm feeling happy. I enjoyed that very much.
So he's describing.
What a delightful splay of colors.
He knocked down one card.
Is it a card?
Two rows.
I think it's like domino cards.
And now.
But it's kind of taken a while.
He's just
describing.
I feel quite
displeased. If I'm being completely honest. Oh, we've got a big swirler coming up. This could make me very excited.
I love just like picturing you watching this alone.
Is it really
couch.
Just going to go
watched,
around one
I've
at a time?
I've seen this 60 times.
I'm now feeling angry.
I'm now feeling
I
angry.
I feel impatient. Is this really going to be a single trail swirler? I thought we were dealing with a big wham bam swirler, but you're really taking the piss out of me.
Just confirming this is unrelated
angry,
to the queen.
This is unrelated to the queen.
Confused and disappointed.
I told you I just wanted
to
like get off
the
death
least.
Thing.
Yeah.
Please hurry up. I've seen this swirl. I want to see something else. If something interesting doesn't happen in the next 2 seconds, watch this. I swear to go. Ooh, I like that.
Okay, we can go back to the
Thank
podcast.
You for sharing that, That's, Connor.
I would just encourage everybody to watch that video if you can get your hands on it.
You know what side of TikTok I'm on that's kind of what? Similar to that? The machine that, like, you put different things under
the hydraulic
it,
crusher?
I guess. It's a crusher.
Yeah.
And then it crushes it, and then people are rating, like, 1 to 10, like, how satisfying was that crush?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the side of TikTok. That is literally every other video for me on TikTok is either that or a video that's, like, get off your antidepressants because I lost 10 pounds. And I'm like, oh my God, you know what? That sounds like a good idea for me at this
point.
Me Googling, like, should I up my meds? Like, and then TikTok takes that information and goes, you should actually go off. And I'm like, okay, that sounds good.
TikTok made me do it. TikTok hashtag made me do TikTok it. Made me do it.
Those are literally the only videos that I'm... Yes, those.
Yeah, these hydraulic presses. My TikTok right now, I actually posted this last week. I don't know if you saw it. I used close friends for the first time.
Uh-huh.
Like mutuals only.
Oh, no.
And I kind of just got on because... I think mine's like mostly comedy, mm-hmm. and it's mostly like a bunch of funny people. And recently there's a new crop of really funny people on my TikTok. And I got on close friends and I said, hey, this message is for all of my mutuals. I did one of those. It's my first time ever. And I said, hey, this is for all my mutuals. If you're in comedy, if you're a comedian whatsoever, stop. I see your videos are really good. They don't inspire me. They make me feel brain dead. Mm-hmm. And that's been a common thing throughout my entire career is seeing other people's work and success and having it directly affect mine.
And not in a good way. Like, no. I cannot get inspired
makes
by
me
that.
Feel
it makes me feel bad.
Brain dead.
Yes, 100%.
It doesn't make me feel more creative. No.
I don't think I've ever seen something good and been like, that's actually inspired me to be better.
Yeah.
It's inspired me to... hop into bed.
Yeah.
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 And I'm not sure if that's a normal reaction.
Remember that success, your success, huh? The success of others does not, other people's success does not affect yours.
It does, though.
It does. And I'll say that again and again.
It does. 100%. Anyway. You have a really good, oh no, that's comparison. It's a thief of joy only if you compare yourself to people that are better.
That are better than you. Compare yourself to someone that's worse. Compare yourself to someone you went to high school with. You'll feel really good.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of comparison, did you hear about the new Elvis movie?
Yes. Wild.
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 So they're casting Jacob Elordi as Elvis?
And my immediate thought is like, how? But I felt that way with Austin Butler. It ended up making sense. But I feel like...
I didn't see the first Elvis movie. So does this link at all?
Like, are they related? Like, so sequel?
A24.
No, because this one's Priscilla.
And it's also A24, who recently, like, I love A24. Kind of been sharding the bed lately.
No. Marcel.
Well, yeah.
Marcel was A24.
Okay. Well, I've just been...
That's what's the opposite of a shart.
No, I'm agreeing with that.
Yeah. I'm just asking.
Yeah, no, I agree.
No, I know, but what do you think the opposite of a shart is? Like, if... A24 sharding the bed. What did Marcel do?
Like holding it in until you make it to the bathroom.
Hell, that is what Marcel is.
So obviously Kaya Gerber and Jacob used to date. Dressed up as Elvis and Priscilla?
Okay, so when Kaya...
Now she's dating Austin Butler.
Yeah, okay, this is what happened. When Kaya and Jacob were dating.
I hope any of this conversation... We're having a pretty normal conversation we have when it's just us two, but I don't even know if it's connecting at all. Okay.
When Kaya and Jacob were dating, they dressed up as Elvis and Priscilla. Then they break up. Kaya moves forward with dating Austin. Austin moves forward with playing Elvis. Now, Jacob is playing Elvis. So what everyone's saying is like, Kaiba. Kaya has something in her essence that's Elvis, like inspiring these exes and current boyfriends to become Elvis. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It's just so stupid to me.
I also like can't decide if I think Jacob Elordi's a good actor.
I don't want to see this movie.
I have to see it. But all I have to really judge Jacob off of is The Kissing Booth and Euphoria. And you can't make a judgment from those two.
He's 7 feet tall, too. So how are we just going to portray Elvis?
As 7 feet tall?
Yeah.
I know. You have to suspend your disbelief.
And also that one, didn't they have, for the other Elvis, didn't they have Austin Butler in, like, an extreme prosthetics?
I think towards the end,
I want to see Jacob Elordi chub.
It's crazy, but, oh, yeah.
That's going to be good.
Yeah, that'll be good.
I'm looking forward to
it. Yeah. That's a good point, Connor.
Chubby, 7 feet tall Jacob Elordi.
I wonder...
That's going to be awesome. Actually, I'm going to go see it because of that.
I forget what I was wondering. But I never thought Jacob Elordi looked like Elvis at all or resembled him in any way. But ever since they announced this, I'm like, oh, he's a spitting image.
I see it. How is Jacob Elordi going to do this? Good luck.
I doubt that they'll touch that. Or maybe they will. But I think it's just like mostly about Priscilla.
That is.
So maybe they won't even go to that extent.
That looks like a Thanksgiving sweaty ham.
Yeah.
Sorry for audio only. We've done so much visual stuff.
That's
today.
When he was so constipated.
We're kind of turning a new leaf visually. Yeah.
Well, you know, I've always said I think people should watch the YouTube video.
Yeah, you guys should watch the YouTube video. It's actually really good. When I'm at home and I'm watching podcasts, mm-hmm. I'll get home, I'm listening to a podcast, I'll pause it on the time, and I'll go on YouTube and I'll cut up to that time.
Yeah, good thinking.
But I haven't been able to do that lately because I, you know, haven't been able to be in my apartment. The construction, right. Actually, if anyone's following my construction saga, it's gotten worse. If you follow me on Twitter, I finally reached out to my landlord and I said, this is it. This is it. My last month of my lease. This is it. I can't do this anymore. This is unacceptable. You need to help me. And he said, I'm sorry. And I said, you know what? It's totally fine. No worries. Like, you're kind of a king for like saying sorry.
Do you mind if I pay you extra?
No, I genuinely, it reminded me of, and I tweeted this, but it reminded me of in my first job post-grad when they were like, we can pay you. We may be able to pay you more. And I was like, honestly, just don't worry about mm-hmm. it. Like, I really want to work here.
Right.
And imagine me negotiating my pay backwards because I felt guilty.
Yeah. Therapy. I can see you doing that.
Therapy. I wish I would have started therapy in college. That would have been probably really helpful for me. Anyways, take a sip while I move us into the Emmys.
Sorry, I just am all over the goddamn place today.
My takeaway.
Yeah,
from
let's
the
go
Emmys,
to the Emmys.
From the Emmys that I did not watch.
And I watched, so hopefully I'll be able to.
Okay, so just chime in. I'm gonna say all this, the little dots mm-hmm. that came through my head. And mm-hmm. then, so I didn't know. White Lotus, which I really liked, which yes. I got a lot of my friends from college that were like, I couldn't even get through it. That was one of the worst shows I've ever seen.
Really? I've never heard that.
Really liking that.
Never heard that take.
I also, it was pretty crazy. We had like a really good little run of TV during that time. Mm-hmm. So I'm not even a TV guy, and I watched everything that won besides Squid Game.
What was it? White Lotus?
White Lotus, like during Succession, that run. Euphoria, Squid Game.
Oh my God, yeah.
Barry, one of the seasons. There was more, but... Yeah, there was more.
Yeah.
I can't remember. But White Lotus, big fan. Obviously stacked
cast.
I
love White Lotus.
So good. Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah.
Won an award for that, I'm pretty sure.
She did. And the writer / director won.
Mike. Who's Ned Schneebly from School of Rock.
Ned Schneebly.
How come? That's the stuff I want to know about. You want press for that show? Give me some Ned Schneebly.
Tell me Ned Schneebly was the.
I wasn't even
like,
going to watch.
That's the last person, Ned Schneebly. Is the last person I would have expected to write White
Fucking
Lotus.
Awesome. Like, they need to bring Spider back from School of Rock and let him do some stuff. Get him in a writer's
room. School of
Rock
is incredible.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. That should have won an Emmy this year.
Cast Joan Cusack more.
Did you ever watch Shameless?
No.
Oh, I really feel like you would have loved Shameless, but she
no,
was in Shameless.
No, I tried
Shameless.
To get into it. Couldn't do it.
Oh, okay. She's incredible.
Succession won a lot of awards.
Succession won a lot.
I couldn't get through. That's one of the shows I couldn't get through.
Really? I thought you liked it. I couldn't get through it, but that feels obvious.
I couldn't get through it after I told you, begged you to please try to watch it, and then I couldn't get through it.
Yeah, you did. That's why I started watching it.
Yeah, I couldn't get through it.
I watched the whole season. And I loved the characters. It's just like, I could not bring myself to care even like one little inch about the plot, unfortunately.
Yeah, it was pretty boring for me as well. But Euphoria obviously won Zendaya won two awards for two
yeah,
Emmys.
As she
Sydney
should,
Sweeney
yeah.
got nominated for Euphoria and White Lotus and didn't win either.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if it had anything to do with her little debacle with her mom's birthday party.
No, I don't think so. I think she's just like not as good as the people that won.
Bummer.
There were some moments in the Emmys because I did watch the whole thing that were like so beyond cringeworthy.
Jimmy Kimmel and
just like the writers in general, like what they wrote for Lizzo.
Did she present something?
I wanted to crawl back up inside of my
body. Was it supposed to be funny?
It was supposed to be funny. And she was presenting the award and she was speaking, like reading off the teleprompter, and she said something about like how the Emmy Award, like in itself, is also a big girl. And then she pauses and goes, I didn't write that.
Whoa.
And then just like kept going, and it was just like, oh my God, like how do you think that's a good idea? Two, like how does that get approved to go like on air?
I have no idea.
And like I was like great for Lizzo for being like, I didn't write that. So that was like, I want to crawl up my own body, but even more so because Lizzo just like handled that so well. But Jimmy Kimmel just lying on the floor.
Talk about shard the bed.
Yeah, sharding the bed.
Yeah, that sucks.
Lying on the
really
floor.
Embarrassing.
I forget who was accepting the award at that moment, but he just
Quinta Jones.
Yeah,
Quinta
but
Jones.
He just yeah.
Quinta Brunson.
Just like,
why did I get Jones?
Literally lied on the floor the entire time she was accepting her award, and they like cut him out, and like they didn't show like a full body shot of her accepting the award. They just like zoomed in on her face so you wouldn't see Jimmy lying there, because like I think they knew that just like he should have moved on at that point.
So amazing.
There were just so many people who were committing to the bit, and it's like you
know what freaks me out about this?
Huh?
Is that it seems like something that I would do.
No, I don't think you would. Genuinely, I think you would have been able to read the room.
It just gives me anxiety when people are like, "This is really funny," and everyone's like, "No, please trust me, don't do it."
Yeah.
But yeah, that was fucking weird and uncomfortable.
It was. I wonder if he'll say anything. I think he should.
Yeah, he'll address it, but. Wait, there was something else that struck me, that struck a chord with my body and soul. Let's see here. SNL.
Oh, Pete, when Pete came out?
No, SNL shouldn't be
winning
anything this season besides Please Don't Destroy.
They're the only people still in it, Please Don't Destroy, right? Like, everybody else has left.
Sarah Sherman, who just got on.
Is Cecily still gone. Cecily's gone?
Yeah.
So, all the, like, people who have been on.
Well, there's obviously, tenure. Like, a whole new... Yeah. Kenan Thompson.
Kenan, I think it's literally Kenan, Please Don't Destroy.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Squirm. I don't know. I think that's it.
I think that's it, too.
But Pete Davidson was there. That was his first time, I guess, like, out without...
Right.
Post-game. Kimmy. And he wore this outfit.
Was it Yeezy?
No.
Or was it supposed to look like
it? I don't know. But let's... Like, so and so he wore this, like, basically like a Dickies workman's outfit. And it is Dickies. Okay, cool. And that is exactly what Kanye wore, like, 3 years ago to the Met Gala or something.
I knew, like, there was something Kanye
Which
about it to
feels
me. Intentional?
Strange.
Intentional, probably.
Yeah.
He was great, but it felt like... And this is why live shows just like are uncomfortable for me to watch. Like, I felt like he was going to do something. I was like sit on the edge of my seat waiting for him to say something that would make me like want to crawl up into my body. But he didn't. It was pretty. Yeah. Nothing happened.
We get like the slap at the Oscars. We get the spit at the whatever. And
yeah.
Then this it was a yawn fest.
It was a yawn fest with some like cringy moments.
Yeah. There's that fit from Kanye. It was basically the exact same fit. Jeez. Pete Davidson is looking extra skeletal lately.
I think he's really depressed, probably.
He looks like a Tim Burton character.
Everyone was saying he was on drugs, like, while he was presenting this.
Oh,
but
no.
I think he was just really nervous.
I don't think he gets nervous, really.
No, he was shaking a lot. I don't think he was. No, he was
Barry
nervous.
Bill Hader snubbed. That sucks. Bill Hader, so I started watching The Patient yesterday. I finished it.
Well, Bill Hader's not in The Patient.
I know.
Steve Carell's in The
Patient. But here's what I'll say. Funny people.
Wait, are we moving on from the Emmys?
No.
Okay.
Funny people, when they go from like being very funny to being serious dramatic characters, that is the most
jarring,
unsettling acting in a good way that you'll ever see.
Well, this is what I was going to say about The Patient, if we're ready to talk about that.
No. I want to say, no. Bill Hader... chilling. He deserves like I'm
because
actually,
he's not funny in Barry.
No, because he's like it's the most phenomenally like almost like too hard to watch acting in a good way. Like it's just like it's just phenomenal. I hope someone else agrees with me on that.
I haven't seen it.
Is crazy to see Bill Hader.
He's not
shaking
funny in it.
And punching a hole through a wall and like no,
he's not funny.
No, but okay. It is like it's like a funny. Thriller.
Right, that's what I thought.
Yeah. He got snubbed. And then I just want to say about Lily James and Sebastian Stan, every time I see them, they have what seems like a new face. I don't know. I could not pick them out of a lineup. They look like shapeshifters. Every time I see them, they look different. Is that just me?
No, I don't think so.
I could not. They're like Lily James. I'm like, that's not.
Her, I feel that way about. Sebastian, I feel a little bit less.
Sebastian reminds me of Randall the Lizard from Monsters, Inc. Or wait, that's Pete Davidson. Sebastian reminds me of someone evil like that.
Sebastian looks like Sebastian to me.
Huh.
If that makes any sense. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm alone there. But
he's someone that's also in everything, but you don't realize that he was in that.
Yeah, because he's a shapeshifter.
I kind of am picking up what you're putting down now. Yeah. I think Lily James more so.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
They're both great. But yeah, that was good. And then let's see, anyone else? No, that's really it. That's really it from the Emmys. I didn't watch again, so I just got like...
I watched. It was pretty uneventful. Yeah. But I would like to talk about that show, The Patient, now.
Oh, yeah, tell you about The Patient.
Well, I've been watching that show, The Patient, mm-hmm. with Steve Carell. It's on Hulu.
Yeah.
It comes out once a week, so you can't binge it, which sucks because it feels like such a bingeable show. It is so good. You don't like it. Well, I was
feel
confused.
Like they maybe could have. Well, we won't give anything away. I would say go watch it. It's the easiest watch. I watched 5 episodes last night.
It's 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's really easy.
I was
easy.
Confused by you saying there were jump scares. I thought you were watching a completely different show. What could
There's
you
jump
be talking
scares when
about?
You live by yourself in an apartment.
I live by myself.
And I can hear noises from downstairs in my apartment from the construction. If wind blows through, like it knocks things over and like kind of. So there was jump scares for me.
Okay. I wasn't experiencing those.
Kind of a really intense show. I kind of am left on the edge of my seat. I just want to say, so I'm watching also, this is another one of those things, Steve Carell is like playing a completely serious character.
Yes. And I always see him as Michael Scott, and this is the first time I haven't seen
that. Oh, well, he's playing almost the same character he did in like Beautiful Boy with Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, but in that, like I was still seeing Michael Scott for whatever reason.
Oh, weird.
In this, I'm not. Like, well, he is fully
a psychotherapist. Right. Yeah, it's intense. But I'm watching Surface 2 on Apple TV, and it's like basically the same sort of thing almost.
I haven't
even
heard
of it. A lot
of
psycho, like a lot of brain stuff and like personality disorder type stuff. But I was just saying, like, I don't know if you watch anything on Apple TV, but the difference between like Hulu and Apple TV is Apple TV will have people that play characters in them that like, look like someone you know, but just like the Kmart version of them. Like famous, they look like famous people, but you've never seen them in your life. And then Hulu will have someone like Steve Carell, you know, and like Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
And then you go to Apple TV.
I don't think I've ever watched an Apple TV show.
Yeah, right? Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
And I feel like they have so much money to get these big people and they get like someone, I don't know. It's weird.
You know who the Walmart version of Zac Efron is?
Who?
Zac Efron.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
I don't.
He looks like a Roblox.
I don't like commenting on people's physical appearance.
I'll comment on it.
I know you will. But I just like, I don't, he says that he broke his jaw.
He said from dancing in his house with socks on, which is just really
specific. That he broke his jaw, but it's not his jaw. It's his entire face and body. You know?
It's kind of like.
It's like entire.
Yeah. He's on his handsome Squidward shit.
Like, no, there was Variety just posted something and everyone was like, that's not Zach. And it's so hard for me as someone, Zach shaped my entire being.
He shaped his entire
And I'm seeing him now and I'm like, that's not him. It really feels like one of those conspiracy theories where it's like he's been replaced.
Avril Lavigne.
That's still, to me what we're looking at now, like that's still him.
Yeah.
I put a link in the
That looks like
doc if we can pull that up. But like, this is not him. This is not the Zach that I grew up with.
Well, you reach a certain age to where you black out and you end up in a Botox facility.
Uh-huh.
And then they get to kind of have their way with you.
See, this is like not even Botox. This is a replacement.
Facial reconstruction.
This is a replacement. This is someone else.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only way to describe it.
Well,
anyway, wishing him the best.
If he's
obviously.
Happy and he looks happy,
totally.
Good
he doesn't.
For him.
He doesn't look bad. He's just that's not Zac Efron.
It's disheartening to see someone that looked like him go backwards.
It's disheartening to see someone you loved so much and that meant so much to you not exist just be someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a grieving.
That's me after I get on SNL.
That's what.
Nothing. Yeah, it's sad.
But anyway.
Oh, and we did our TV stuff.
We already talked about our TV. Guys,
this has been such an interesting episode.
I know.
There's really so much to really dissect here. We also have Lyle the Crocodile.
Oh, I do want to talk about Lyle the Crocodile. I don't know much about Lyle the Crocodile except for this. It's some sort
of cartoon
coming out about a crocodile
yeah.
named Lyle.
Yeah.
And crocodiles inherently, you think of a crocodile and you think that would bite me, like more of a predator, you know, yeah. strong, a little, maybe a little scary, a little buff maybe, should you animate that? And that's what I'm seeing in Lyle. It's just like kind of like, oh, like you're a crocodile, like you're an alpha.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, you're an alpha male.
This is a movie coming out, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, it's a cartoon, Lyle the Crocodile, and he sings. And so I see this animated crocodile, and then it opens its mouth. I'm watching like an ad on TikTok, and it's the voice of Shawn Mendes, and nothing has ever thrown me for more of a loop in my life than to see Shawn Mendes' voice come out of Lyle the Crocodile. Something is twisted and twisted about it is all I can say. You want to hear? Press play.
Yeah, let's.
I just wish you, praying you'll watch the YouTube video to see Lyle.
Lyle. We're like, so excited for you to see.
It. That's wrong. That's wrong.
By the way,
any other?
The whole premise of the movie is that Lyle also can't talk. He can only sing.
And Lyle, it's like, he's a massive beast.
He's a beast.
And Sean's, it's just, I wonder, like, I need to know what came first, Sean or Lyle. Like, did they see Sean and say, you know, they had Sean in mind for this and they thought, you know what, crocodile, and they made Lyle? Or did they make Lyle first and think, you know whose voice we need? Sean. Because either one of those makes no sense.
I'm still so hung up on the fact that, like, he can't talk, he only sings. They obviously couldn't get Shawn Mendes in the studio to record lines.
But they got him in the studio to sing.
Yeah, four songs probably throughout the entire movie. Five songs.
I literally think they wrote it that way.
That's insane behavior.
Just nothing makes sense about Lyle the Crocodile. Can we play a little bit more? And I really hope that at least you guys can Google if you're not watching the video, Lyle the Crocodile.
A crocodile living in her attic.
Sean's voice coming out of this beast.
Like, that was a John's gag.
That was totally awesome.
The city must do something.
And these are like old Sean songs that they're playing too.
Do you realize how different things have been since I met him?
I don't know. I mean, nothing's coming out of his mouth right now, but it makes.
Because he can only sing.
Right. It makes no sense.
That's
to me whatsoever.
Well, listen.
I look forward to seeing the progression of Lyle the Crocodile, but. Like, I don't know.
I have a feeling we'll be seeing a lot more of Lyle.
I know.
In the coming
years. This casting is a huge question mark for me. Okay, what was on your notes app?
So I have a couple things that I pulled from the notes app. I just want to say it's fall, y'all. So that was what I was going to say.
Thank you.
And I noticed it was fall because the spirit Halloweens have been popping up everywhere. And that's another thing where I have this kind of intrusive thought that I really want to, like, throw a pipe bomb through all of the spirit Halloweens.
Really? I love spirit Halloweens.
It's weird. Like, it's a really polarizing thing for me. I would never enter a spirit Halloween.
I don't know if I've ever gone in one, but I do love them.
You like the idea of them?
Yeah.
I think it's crazy the way that they're just taking over old historical buildings that closed during COVID.
I would always get my Halloween costumes as a kid from that catalog. Do you know the catalog that I'm referring to?
Yeah, I actually do. I do, actually.
I miss catalogs.
Me too. Circling stuff.
I just circle things.
Yeah, I love circling
stuff.
And
then pray that they would come my way.
What was I going to say? Oh, crap. I feel like they should. That's a show.
Scrap cataloging?
Lyle the, no, scrap Lyle the crocodile.
Reality
bring
spirit.
In, no, bring in.
Reality
TV bring in,
show based in Spirit Halloween.
Yeah. Bring in the E. Okay, I'm going to write a show right now.
Okay.
Bring in. Whoever voiced the evil spider guy that ran the whole office in the corporation in Monsters, Inc. And he is expanding his network of spirit Halloweens and in turn has ended up in a small town, USA, and he's closing down. They're like, I don't know, their theater. They're like town theater that like everyone grew up in, and they have to save this theater, which in turn they do that by two kids. And I'm picturing childhood Amanda Bynes and Frankie Muniz.
Your brain is an incredible place.
Go heading off and they find this web of lies, and I think I'm just talking about Big Fat Liar.
What does this have to do with Spirit Halloween?
Because his whole thing is this network of Spirit Halloweens, and he's trying to take over the world with sneakily.
Oh,
by
sorry,
you.
I must have missed that part.
So it's all a front. This Spider-Man from Monsters Inc.
Oh, he's laundering in Spirit Halloween.
He's basically, yeah, he has some, it's a front for something, but I haven't figured out that part.
Okay, you've got to flesh this out more.
Because I started talking about it 30 seconds ago, and uh-huh. I'm kind of figuring it
okay.
out as I go.
Totally. I think you've got to see a good seed there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My next sidebar today is the Lumineers.
Okay.
I know I talked about them earlier, a couple episodes ago, about how I was ironically playing them on the aux when I was around people. That has taken a turn. The irony has now fled the building. I love the Lumineers. Like, I really think that they're one of America's... We're lucky to have them. They're one of the best bands that we've ever seen walk the earth. And I think that if we were to renew the national anthem, I really think that they have a chance.
That happened to me with Ed Sheeran.
Really?
Incredible. Like, literally, like, the best artist of our time.
It feels like, yeah, it feels like if I was doing something to be funny, like, I'm smoking.
Yeah.
I'm smoking cigarettes now. And then, like, I got addicted to cigarettes because I was kidding.
Yeah. No.
That's
a genuine phenomenon. Like, anything I've ever started to do ironically, not ironic anymore. Like, my Twilight obsession started ironically.
Let me just see if I have.
And now it's like.
Look at what's last played on my Stubborn Love.
Stubborn Love by Lumineers.
Which I think we could just replace the national anthem with Stubborn Love. I think that'd be fine.
Who? Never heard it.
It's okay.
You were about to sing it?
Yeah. But I was thinking if the Lumineers covered the national anthem. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, no, I can't do it. Oh, say, no, I can't do it. Who would you choose to cover the national anthem if we had to redo it? Well, they should renew that more.
That's a really good question.
I guess anyone can just sing the national anthem.
At this moment in time, yeah. Today, Keith Urban.
Yeah.
Just because I've been listening to that one song.
And have you been listening to that one song because of the show that you've been watching?
What, The Fault in Our Stars?
No, Patient.
The Patient? Why would I, what does that song have to do with The Patient? Take your records, take your...
The guy in the psycho. Part of the Barefoot family.
Yeah, but that's not Keith Urban.
Yeah, it is.
Oh. No, it's unrelated.
Ooh, I think
unrelated.
That might have been...
That's not really a spoiler, but unrelated, no.
Anyways, my next thing on my sidebar is Brooke asking me last week, what was your question about?
Tell me what the question was.
About boners?
Yeah.
Brooke didn't know that guys get boners unless it's intentional. Brooke thought that it was always a really mindful...
That's not true. I saw a TikTok that said guys get like 12 to 15 boners a day. And then I texted Connor immediately and was like, how many boners do you get a day? No context. And then it's true, which I thought the TikTok was a joke.
12 to 15, I would like pass out.
Well, yeah, but not that many. But like, I thought maybe like one tops.
A day?
Yeah.
No,
unless you're going through puberty.
I am going through puberty, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Still.
Like second burst or first?
I'm getting a second wind.
But that is shocking to me. And I was like going through this obsessive period of just like asking all my guy friends about it. And it's real. And none of my girlfriends knew that.
Oh, weird. We should open more conversation about boners.
Is there anything else you can teach me about the male anatomy while we're here?
No. I don't really know that much.
That's just insane to me that it just like, it happens just out of nowhere.
I'm confused why guys have nipples. I don't really understand the purpose of men having nipples.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Is it just for...
I guess just for show.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that we don't technically need.
Yeah.
Like your appendix.
You're telling
nipples are the appendix of the man, even though you also have appendix at Psy.
Are we allowed to talk about that on here, do you think?
I don't know.
It might be a private conversation.
Maybe.
Or a HIPAA situation.
But yeah, that's something I learned recently is the boner thing.
Yeah.
I literally had like no idea. And it's just like insane to me that like you're just like walking around in that condition.
Yeah.
Wild.
It is insane.
Do you have any questions about the female body?
So many. Yeah.
Do you have any that you want to ask me?
No, because I should have prepared those in advance.
Okay.
We should do an anatomy bonus episode. That'd be really good.
That's perfect.
We also, side note, we have bonus episodes coming out next week or we're working on them for next week.
Yeah.
And then Brooke and I play each other in fantasy football this week.
Oh, that'll be really fun.
So we'll be...
And apparently we're pretty neck and neck.
Yeah.
Just in terms of the projections.
In terms of...
I did some really good trading on my end, I think.
Today?
So. Yesterday.
It doesn't open up till Thursday, so that's really interesting.
No, I didn't do trading. I did something else. Well, I did what Ryan told me to do.
You said trading, so how did...
Well, what did Ryan say? Wire something?
Wire transfer?
Yeah, I did a wire transfer.
Okay.
On my... Yes.
Okay, cool.
So, just be prepared.
That's like basically all I have unless we...
Well, we got an email that I want to run by you. It was basically just expanding on your theory that lesbians kind of have a thing for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this going to hurt my feelings today?
No.
Okay. Cool.
I don't think so. Unless, I mean, no, I don't think so. I can take it slow.
Yeah, I think you should maybe take it slow.
Okay. I'll start. This is from Eve. Eve says, "You're so funny."
Thanks.
That's
me?
Really sweet. Yeah, or both of us.
Okay, cool.
It's whatever. It's very rare that I consume media made by cishet white people, but you guys are so funny and down to earth. You give me hope. LOL.
That's huge. That's sweet. Thank you.
I'm in the middle of episode 25 right now where you guys talk about the email from a man hating lesbian and their confusing attraction to Connor. I think I have the answer. She's a man-hating lesbian, meaning a lesbian that typically hates men.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Totally. I thought she was saying it was from a man.
No. Okay. Man-hating lesbian.
Yes. That's an...
Firstly, as you guys touched on, Connor is not threatening in any kind of way. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But I also think that he's not spineless in any capacity.
Nice!
That's so you and your landlord.
Yeah.
Yes. He stays in his lane and it's refreshing as fuck. He also... has a very similar fashion sense to a lot of lesbians I know.
Nice.
Yes. Which, great style. Yeah. So that's a compliment, I think.
Yeah.
Part two, and this is new.
Yeah.
Connor has that beachy, spontaneous, goofy, boyish, down-to-earth vibe that I personally am envious of. And I've seen a lot of other lesbians express a similar sentiment. Connor could easily... Now, this is where I have questions.
So tell me, like, what... I'm excited.
Oh, you want me to reread that?
No. I'm saying this is where you have questions. Because otherwise, I love this.
The following is where I have questions.
Great.
Connor could easily be a he, him lesbian. A lesbian that uses he, him pronouns. I guess that's my question.
I wouldn't be able to answer that.
You could theoretically identify as a lesbian right now.
Oh.
I think if you wanted to. That's what I'm hearing. As he, him.
I guess I don't know.
I don't know. But
I'm sure
I'm hearing that that is maybe an option available to you if you so choose.
Okay.
Which I didn't know.
I didn't know that either.
Anyway, I'm a man-hating lesbian. Oh, sorry, I missed the line. Connor, if you ever came out as lesbian, we would welcome you with open arms, no pressure.
Amazing.
Yeah, so that is amazing.
That's great.
Anyway, I'm a man-hating lesbian who's never dated a man, doesn't often have crushes on straight men and straight women, but Connor and Brooke are the exception. Side note, Brooke is fine as fuck. Like, it's ridiculous.
Nice.
Which is, like, needed that today.
Yeah.
I don't think you could possibly understand.
Go ahead and screenshot that.
Screenshotting and
printing
and tattooing and wearing around my neck to that event in that ugly dress. Sincerely, shouldn't be writing emails while I'm suited. So I think that was sweet and
I'll take that.
To hear that you would be welcomed into the lesbian community at any given time, should you so choose.
I think I have some research to do on my part, but then I'll come back swinging. That's like basically all I have today. It was a little bit of a kind of all over the place, shorter episode.
All over the place day.
All over the place day.
Do you want to talk really quickly about Swedish people serving food?
I guess,
food?
Yeah. We've had this on the docket for a long time, so I'm going to talk about it real quick. I just didn't know about this, and I think it's an interesting thing, and I know we probably have listeners in Sweden, and now that I'm reading Swedish, I think it might be... Nordic?
It's impossible for me to say.
What is Swedish? Okay, so apparently we found this on Reddit. The Swedish people in general don't feed their guests and expect them to bring their own sheets to stay the night over. at their houses. So I basically read this thing that was like, someone had gone over to their friend's house and they were upstairs and the friend's mom called him downstairs and he's still upstairs and he says he was up there for 20 minutes, then 30 minutes, and he's like, I'm going to go check to see what's going on. Mm-hmm. Walks downstairs, the whole family's sitting down for dinner. And he was like, I didn't know what to do, so I just kind of like walked back upstairs and shut the door, and then the friend came back up after dinner and just continued to play video games or whatever they were doing. And then it opened up this whole dialogue online that said, like, yeah, we only make enough food for our family unless you're invited to eat with us. Like, it's not an expectation for us to go like above and beyond
that
and offer
that. That is interesting.
Could you imagine? Like,
no.
I don't think I would.
I would starve because it's not like I would. I think I wouldn't be able to figure out how to fend for myself.
I went into this hole about this phenomenon. This is like the most fascinating cultural thing.
It's interesting that the friend didn't express that because I feel like the friend would know that there's different kinds of norms other places.
If maybe. I saw them down there eating, I would grub up something so that they'd have to knock on the door in the middle of dinner.
I don't know what Connor? I would do. I'm the kind of person that like I just never say anything about anything. Like, yeah. I think if I was thinking recently, like, if I was staying at somebody's house.
Yeah.
And I had appendicitis.
Yeah.
I would just not say anything. I would just die.
Yeah.
Like, rather than be like, excuse me, I don't feel well.
Yeah.
Like, I would just.
Pass.
Pass peacefully. Yeah. And yeah. I just, like, the thought of ever, like, having to inconvenience anyone is too much for me to take.
I read something online that was, like, the most nightmarish thing in the world is being at a sleepover and you really want to go home, but your parents aren't answering the phone.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just suffer.
That's such a horrible feeling.
It's the worst
still
feeling. Were you a go home from sleepover kind of kid?
No.
I'm sure you can imagine that.
You were.
I never made it through the night. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think it means that last night I had a dream that
arm is spasming.
Muscle spazzing. I know. Yeah. I think I'm in like a pretty stressed out state as well.
During the club.
Yeah. I had a dream last night that I reaccepted my old boss from my horrible past job.
Uh-huh.
Reached out to reoffer me my same position and I accepted. And I went to the office and everyone's kind of going about their business. It's the same office that we were in, but there was a foot and a half of water. And no one was noticing and everyone's kind of walking, bringing papers places. Everyone's in meetings. The chairs are just kind of floating around the office. And I'm like, no one's noticing all this water. And I was just going about my business. And that's the end of my dream.
Do you have any dreams from when you were really little that you still remember?
Yep. You want to hear one?
Yeah.
I'm sitting at the end of a dock and it's that time of the night. I think people call it dusk, but there's no light left in the room or in the outside. It's just blue, kind of like it's almost nighttime. I'm sitting at the end of this dock and I can hear footsteps. Mm-hmm. I'm fishing, by the way.
Of course.
And then I get pushed off the dock and then I wake up in my bed.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Mine is that I was at the playground with my dad. And you know those just like random tubes that you kind of go in and there's three holes and you can like look out? I was in one of those and a T-Rex just gobbled me up. And my dad was like, bye. And I was like, oh God, see ya. And that was it. And I had that dream once and I still remember it.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Really scraping the barrel for some dream talk today. Yeah. I have 50 that I could talk about.
Okay. You know what? I've heard like on Twitter and TikTok recently, people are like, just don't tell me your dream because I don't care.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's what I'm talking about. I'm like.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone wants to dive into that one.
Yeah.
Anyways, I want to open up the email and DMs for, we had someone write in and say that when they have a crush on people, when they start developing a crush, they shave their big toe in preparation for whatever may happen.
So you're opening up the email to ask people,
what do you do when you have a crush?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I just like go absolutely manic on my Instagram story. And it's like, I know a lot of people will post something in the hopes that their crush will relate to it.
Yeah.
Like if their crush likes a certain band, they'll post that band. That's not what I do. I will post like what I'm going about normally. And then randomly I'm like, this is the weirdest thing in the world. If this person sees it, like, I want to shrivel up and die.
That's normal.
So it's like I'll post things that I would normally post and then delete them in 5 seconds and then manically be like, no, that was fine. Repost, delete in 5 seconds. So it's just constant posting, deleting, posting, deleting, posting, deleting, because the thought of my crush seeing, perceiving me and seeing that in any way. And so it's just like very clearly my social media presence becomes just like an unsafe, manic place.
Yeah.
Because it's posting, deleting every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
How about you?
Self-sabotage probably.
Mm-hmm. That'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Well, looking just forward to hearing.
But physically, do you do anything? That's it. That's, and then we can wrap. But
physically,
like, you don't shave your toe?
I just shave my toe when I need to shave. I do shave my toe.
Nice.
In general.
Never done
just
that.
Like very hairy person.
Maybe when we get, maybe we get answers next week, it'll inspire us to think of some stuff.
I think physically I'm just like self-tanning maybe a lot.
Yeah.
Like too much, yeah. Too close to the sun.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
That's really it. Like if there was something I could do to help me physically, I would be doing it regardless of if I had a crush.
Yeah.
You know, just like anything. Anyway, looking forward to wearing my dress next week, feeling good and confident.
Stay tuned. And we also have, that'll be Monday. Brooke will be in New York. And then we have bonus content coming out next week. And that's it.
See y'all next week.
Bye, guys.